Good morning, Dr. Raymond M. Gordon, pastor of St. Matthew's, and this is our Monday morning motivation. To date, we've been dealing with light, phosphorus, the light of God's word, the enlightenment of God's spirit in our lives on a daily basis. And last week, we dealt with three principles of light, that this phosphorus, this phos, helps to expose us to ourselves, expose others to us, and it is an examination of sorts. Through light, the light of God's word, the light of the Holy Spirit, we can examine things and discern and distinguish what's right and what's wrong. And then third, we left off by saying it's an encouragement because we have a security base of light from God, because we've been called out of darkness into his marvelous light. And this into is a process by which we learn how to live by faith, and we trust God through the Holy Spirit into our new nature to walk and to have his wisdom and his worship and to do his will. This morning, however, I want to look at 2 Timothy 1:7, a very familiar scripture where Paul is writing his son in the faith, Timothy, and Timothy's a young pastor. He's a young pastor. He's got some problems. He's got a faith problem. He's got a fear problem. He's got a flesh problem, and he's got a fracture problem. That is, I mean, just like us, we have stuff, we have baggage that the Holy Spirit wants to heal and to help us with. So as Paul is talking to young Timothy, and understand, he tells him, flee fornication, flee it, run from it, because this will war against your soul. But he also says, fight the good fight of faith, not physical fight, but the fight of faith. Our faith has to be our weapon against the weapons of Satan. Our faith has to help us to believe that God is able, God is willing, and God's going to do it. We have to rest in our faith. And so he's dealing with the flesh. He's dealing with the faith. He's dealing with the fight. And this morning in 2 Timothy, a pastoral epistle, chapter 1, verse 7, Paul says, for God has not given us the spirit of fear. Timothy had a lot of fears. We have a lot of fear. Fear of failure, the what ifs. A fear of rejection, fear of intimacy. We got all kind of fears operating within us in our old nature. And he says that God's spirit, the Holy Spirit, the paraclete, the one that indwells us, the one that motivates us, the one that heals and changes us, God has not given us the spirit of fear. Now, fear is like an acronym, false. It's a false amen. Estimation appearing real. God did not give us fear. When we feel fearful, and many times when Jesus was healing people, he said, fear not, fear not, fear not. He told disciples going across the Galilean sea, fear not, I'm with you. Fear not, fear not, fear not. It's typical out of the old nature for us to fear. We fear about money problems, bills. We fear about relationships. We fear about children. We have fears, okay? And God wants us to know that fear is an antithesis. It's the opposite of faith. So God says, don't fear. Paul says, God has not given us a spirit of timidity, fear. But here's what God has given us. He has given us the spirit of power. Dunamis. Kratos is the Greek word. A bulldozing power that will perform his will, that enables us to carry out what God wants us to carry out. Many times in my life, when God is prompting me to do something and I know that the wherewithal is not within me, I have to totally depend on his power. It's his power that will get things done. It's his power that will keep me together. It's his power that will keep my mind, amen, settled. So he says, God hath not given us a spirit of timidity, but of power. And we got to utilize that power. God doesn't want our power. He wants his power. We need to turn our problems over to his power, his ability, his enablement. God has enabled us because of his power. I can do all things through Christ. And some of you looking today are questioning some things you cannot do. Don't try to do them. God doesn't want us to try. He wants us to trust. That's a major crossroad in this Christian walk. He doesn't want us to try. He wants us to trust. He doesn't want us to try. He wants us to trust. He doesn't want us to try. He wants us to trust. He enables us with his power. And then he says, God has not given us the spirit of timidity, but of fear, but of power. And look at this. This is the equipment of love, agapeo love, agape love, God's love of giving. And that love settles us and gives us a peace. The love of God, amen, in me, God's love for me, God's love in spite of me brings a peace that passes all understanding. So the problem is I don't have any power. I need his power, amen, to enable me. But then I need peace to equip me. And that comes through this love of God that's funneled into our lives. And then we are able to love one another as God has loved us. And finally, Paul says, God has not given the spirit of fear, but a power of love and of a sound, disciplined mind. This envelops us. This is God's purposes. That God, amen, has not given us a mixture of minds. God has not given us a unsettled mind. God has not given us a agitated mind. God has given us a mind, amen, that's sound. That sound that can handle the situation. So when situations come into your life today or this week, just turn it over to Jesus and say, Lord, I'm trusting your power, I'm trusting your peace, and I'm trusting your purposes. Jesus' name, we love you. See you next Monday morning. Bye.